Guess who's back? Back again. What is up, everybody?
Hello.
What is going on? Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. I know you guys have missed my sexy voice.
Yeah. That's it.
And missed my favorite person's sexy voice. No. Welcome back to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. If you are new to the podcast, welcome to the ILC household, where we talk about a lot of shenanigans and we get into some real shit too. Season 5.
5.
Episode. Come on, it's the first one, so it's obviously episode 1.
1.
Yeah. Obviously not much has changed. I'm Scythe.
Gina.
And hopefully you are staying
high and right
and positive vibes as always. Okay. Man, positive vibes,
keep it going.
Yes, we enjoyed our little bit of a time off.
Did we?
Not really. We've been busy, man. A nigga back to work, man. All right. That shit, man, shit is back to somewhat normal. Double mask, people. Double mask.
I don't double mouth. I can't even barely breathe through one. No.
Yeah, so you just asking to get them cooties, ain't you?
If I get it, I get it.
Well, hopefully everybody is doing what they're supposed to do. You should know what to do by now. We don't have to keep giving the public disclaimer at the beginning of each episode on what to do during this pandemic.
Just stay healthy.
Stay away from people.
Right, that too. That too.
Yeah, man, we've been doing okay. We get ready to get into it here a little bit. Sorry, Kansas City Chiefs fans. There's a lot of depressed people here in Kansas right now.
They're a lot of them are depressed.
Fucking Tom Brady, man. I understand how you guys feel. I'm a Green Bay Packers fan. We can't allow this motherfucker to throw 3 interceptions in the fourth quarter, not score, and kick the ball away, basically, with 2 minutes left in the game. I understand your pain, people.
I don't.
I understand. So. Just like waiting on that stimulus check. I understand, man. Tax season. Ain't nobody excited about tax season this year, huh?
Who cares?
Ain't nobody excited about them damn taxes. You owe $4,000. Oh, yeah. It's coming. Oh, yeah. It's coming. So what's been going on, babe? Everybody hasn't heard us for a little bit. We do appreciate every single one of you guys that check us out. If you want to check us out on our social medias, the best place to really follow us at is on our Instagram page.
Yeah.
At Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, mm-hmm. _ between each word. And emailing us at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com. But yeah. We also on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. You can see it in the descriptions.
Mm-hmm. We do like those emails.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of them, too.
They're very nice.
Yes, they are. They're very nice people out there. We do there appreciate you guys, man. Very positive, nice people. We're getting a lot of positive responses, feedback from everybody. We do appreciate it very much.
Mm-hmm.
You guys keep us motivated and keep us going in this bitch.
Yeah.
So, time for the infamous.
Oh, dear.
Famous.
Oh, I don't know about
extravaganza.
That.
That, of yeah. Excitement of Gina's family update. What's been up, babe? Talk to the peoples.
You'll probably have to cue me along here.
Good luck.
Yeah, I can't remember half of it. You're talking about a couple. Let's see. Well, let's see. Birthday shout out. Poppy's birthday is today.
Thank you.
So happy birthday, Poppy.
Oh, Poppy, not me.
Yeah. We've had lots of birthdays.
Yes. Happy birthday, Poppy.
Yes.
He is 90 years old.
Woohoo. So we spent the last 2 months counting down because he thought he's going to hit 90 and, you know, he gets to die. So.
Yeah, he ready for that dirt.
He had it all planned out. He's like, I just got to wait it out. Not gonna be too much longer. I'm like, Jesus,
need to
you are not gonna die.
Need to relax, man.
He's like, what's today? I said, it's January 27th. It's not February. No, no, it's not. Oh, and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Why was he asking?
Because he's waiting for February.
Oh, waiting to die?
He was waiting for February.
It wasn't even his son's birthday yet.
No, he didn't care.
Yeah, your father's birthday. We're all in a row, ladies and gentlemen.
It is.
All of us in a row. My birthday was just this week. My birthday was this week, too.
Yes.
On Monday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I haven't got to you.
No, I'm just saying, holla at your boy.
Oh, yeah, holla.
Okay, you can get to me yet. Go ahead.
No. yeah, so.
Looking sexy in my old age.
Him counting down has been a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to get him to realize, yeah, no, you just got to start a new countdown. Hope you get to the next one. So this morning I go and I play a happy birthday. And of course, I just picked happy birthday song. So I picked the first one because I figured it would be just like a normal happy birthday song. No, it was a little kitty happy birthday song.
You couldn't get Stevie Wonder dialed up.
So then I picked the second one because I was like, okay, well, pick this one. And it was just a musical. So there was no singing.
Couldn't dial a 50 Cent.
So I'm like, okay, well, oh, do this idea. Put in country happy birthday songs. So I'm like, okay, I put in country. That didn't work out too well. Holy shit. I picked this one.
I'm waiting for it. What happened?
Oh, my God.
What was it? What was they saying?
It was so embarrassing. I thought he was going to jump out of that bed and kill me.
Well, we can't play it.
Well, we can play a snippet. It's old.
All right, we can play a little snippet of it.
Probably fucking old.
Were they twerking in it?
No.
Damn it.
These were little fucking, I don't know, little animated men. That was horrible.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates. The fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun.
Go,
and
go,
the whole
go,
gathers
go.
Round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song. Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older. Happy birthday, your life still isn't over. Happy birthday.
Now listen, cut that off.
I'm like, and it's like, happy birthday, your life isn't over. And I'm like, holy shit. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God. I should not have played this fucking
thing. That's the positive
message
his old ass needed anyway.
Oh, no. It keeps getting worse. It gets worse and worse and worse. And I'm like, oh, shit. And he's just sitting there.
It sounds more like bluegrass than country.
And he's just sitting there. And it finally stopped. I was like, oh. Well, it wasn't that different. He's like, yeah.
Kill me now. Kill me now.
I said, well, let's put some regular music on.
Just unplug the life support when you leave. I'll tell him you tripped over it. I don't know how, but.
I was like, holy Jesus. I did not mean to do that. I didn't know what I was doing. I guess I should have prepared.
Like, I was already giving you a playlist. You weren't listening.
Yeah, it was bad.
He'll be all right.
Yeah.
He's still alive and kicking.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. Just like that video the other day that cracked me up of him, man. Well, you was telling him to back up because Gina was over there getting him situated for dinner, and he got in his hover round. And he was turning the he was turning the corner, and you were like, back up, because he was getting ready to run into the wall. And he said, why? That's what wives do. Come back. No, you said, come back. And he said, why? That's what wives do.
Yeah.
I said, that's quote of the year already. But yes, happy birthday to Poppy.
Yes, happy birthday. Yeah, 90. My goodness. And it was so cute. Nano makes the paper birthday cards, or paper any cards.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the card, it has every number all the way to 90 on it. 1 through 20 each line, 21 through 40.
Oh, Jesus.
And it just keeps
all
going.
All the way to 90.
And then at the bottom is the last 10. And then a big 90. I was like, wow. And they were perfectly lined up. I'm like, I'm surprised she saw those. And they were little.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, wow.
So she can't keep playing them games then. Like she can't see, can't hear.
Yeah.
Because she'd be bullshitting. Mm-hmm. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, it was cute.
All right. Happy birthday, Poppy.
Yeah.
Now get to me.
Oh, yeah. Babe had a birthday too.
Kind of.
Uh-huh. And he went and he got new tires.
And I ran. I went running.
Yeah, and he went running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they seen that on the Instagram page.
Yeah, but he got new tires.
I got new tires on one of my trucks, man. What was I supposed to do? Yeah.
That's what he did.
And he bought my son some Hot Wheels.
And he took his day off for that.
I got tires on my truck. It's been snowing like a motherfucker here in Kansas, y'all.
This is what happens when you start getting older.
It's a negative degrees wind chill out here.
It's fucking freezing.
It's cold as hell.
Who the fuck decided this?
And who runs in this shit? I do, because I got the best Christmas gift ever last year.
Yes, you do.
Babe got me the Versa 3 Fitbit. This is not an ad. Send a check.
If you would, please.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I didn't do too much. I just kind of hung out with Babe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Watched the Super Bowl.
On his own.
Literally. Oh, man. It was sad, man. It was fucking sad. Green Bay should have been there. You can't get to two NFC championship games in a row, 2 years in a row, and still fucking blow. Okay, let me stop, because I will keep going. This is not a sports podcast.
Yeah, you can find your own.
But yeah, I went and got tires on my truck, some new windshield wipers, because it's been snowing like crazy out here.
Mm-hmm.
Been snowing like crazy.
Yeah, but we don't even have an inch, I don't think.
Yeah, but it's icy. Mm-hmm. Slick out here. Yeah. White people running into each other on these streets.
Yeah, here.
Mm-hmm. One thing that was interesting that we did come across on one of our YouTube videos, and yes, we don't have videos like that out there yet. We have some of our audio on our YouTube channel of the interracial odd couple. And one person asked, and I forget their name off the top, I apologize if you're listening right now. They asked, what happened to seasons 1 and 2?
We were young.
And we talked about this on the podcast a little bit before, but I think we can have fun entertaining some of those thoughts right now on why you can't find season 1 and 2. We were young, is that what you said?
Yeah, and I don't even remember.
It's kind of funny because when I had the idea to start podcasting, period, this was back in...
It was 2012?
No, it was before that.
No, it was about 2012.
No, it was like 2010.
Are you sure?
2011. No, like 2011. It was about 2011.
Okay.
2010, 2011. That's how long ago I was already podcasting under a different name of the podcast. Mm-hmm. For you guys that are curious, go look it up. Find out what it was if you're really that interested. It's trash. Don't waste your time. But people liked it. They really loved it. And Gina, 1 year for my birthday or Christmas, I can't remember. It was early on. It had to be 2011. It was either my birthday or Christmas. You bought me that little recorder with the screen, and I cracked that shit in like a week.
Right.
But we were recording off of that, and I made that little recorder work its ass off.
Yes, you did. Because
I had guests on every single episode, and you were the very first person I had as a guest on the podcast I was doing.
Mm-hmm. And
a clue for people that want to, you know.
And we were called the Interracial Odd Couple when.
Yeah, I came up with the name. Mm-hmm.
I was the guest on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were the guest a couple times in that first season.
Mm-hmm.
And people loved those episodes.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, holy shit.
So that's where we spun off.
That's where, And then it only took, let's see, we've been now 3 years consistent, because it was hard to be consistent early on in the beginning, too.
We were dating, too. So
We were still living separately and stuff.
Right. But I don't know if I liked him that much.
Yes, she did, man. She was licking my ass and sucking my dick. Don't let her fool you.
The licking that part? No. We should talk about that one.
Nose all up in there.
No.
But no, that's the only reason why you can't find the first two seasons of the actual name Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, right? Because it was not called the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And it took me a long time to convince this woman to do a podcast with me. And it happened in season 3.
Yes.
You could listen to the beginning of those episodes in season 3, those first few episodes, of how nervous she was. And how shy she was, and how timid she was. Well, not as much as you think you are anymore. Now you're more comfortable because everybody knows you're sexy. They want to see what you look like. They want to see your titties.
Yeah. No, they wanted fans only. I learned about
only
that.
Fans, dear.
Okay, whatever.
Only fans, and we're not going to reveal everything that we got cooking up this year, baby. So y'all better get used to it. We are recording on an every other week format for a reason. Just stay tuned. We got some plans. We starting out every other week the beginning of this year for a reason.
Yes.
For the next few months, so get used to it.
Yeah.
We got some things that we are going to be springing on you guys for sure.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
But yeah, that's where you could. That's why you can't find seasons 1 and 2 of the podcast. But we thought that was a funny question on our YouTube page. It was pretty funny. But this is the most we've been consistent about doing it, and we wanted to keep this going because we've been getting so much positive feedback from people, direct feedback from people. I mean, not necessarily on our comment sections and stuff like that, but we get emails, we get direct messages, we get a lot of those messages from people, and it's been pretty awesome. Yeah. It's been pretty damn cool. So make sure you spread the word about us, man.
We like you.
Yeah, man. If you got questions about your relationship, you got questions about your man, your woman, whatever the situation may be in your respective relationships, your woman, if you with a woman. By the way, always been my favorite porn since a teenager.
Is a woman?
Girl on girl. Oh, let's go. Yeah. Hell yeah. Just like I loved watching Gina grab that girl's tits in Oklahoma City. Yes.
They were pretty.
Yes, they were.
They were so pretty.
Yes, they were. But yeah, man, we got some things that we were working on this year, and we will work diligently and the best we can to make those things happen. And as soon as those things do come to fruition, you guys will be definitely the first ones to know. Be the first ones to know. Babe, what's been going on with you, though, personally? What are you looking forward to doing this year?
Gardening season. I was like, listen, Jesus, man, we got to get. We can tell you what's been going on. My God.
No. We're not doing
can
that.
Can I tell you my stupid story? We'll go down a rabbit hole.
Gardening season is around the corner.
It is. Let's see. I have overran my bedroom with a lot of
Gina's woman cave, her she cave. A lot of plants.
My little bedroom has become quite big with a lot of pepper plants and
prayer plants, and
I have these tomato plants in there that I started like months and months ago because I was just like, hey, what could actually go wrong?
It's our first time growing indoors and getting plants dormant
up to my ceiling.
Yeah, pole tomatoes.
But they just look just so sad. But they're so happy. They're really producing and shit. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. I'll tickle your balls. Just give me a ball. And they do. So I'm like, how fucking cool are you?
Yeah, and they're not getting pollinated. They're just getting their balls tickled.
I tell you, I do the sex. So, don't tell nobody.
I won't. Your secret's safe with me, genius.
So, but yeah, I have lots of plants.
Lots and lots of sex.
It is lots and lots of sex in that room because I have to tickle fucking a lot of things.
Hey, man. You know, there's a lot of farmers and homesteaders that are listening right now that don't give a fuck. Like, wait till you have to jack off your... Anyway.
I don't wanna.
That's animal abuse. We don't approve of bestiality in this house. Okay? Unless you're getting paid for it.
We talk them enough that they will go do it themselves with their girlfriends.
Man, listen.
I will make sure everyone has their own girlfriend. One for each. If they but want listen, two, okay.
But yeah, we got a lot of plants that we are planning to grow this spring, this summer. A lot of pepper plants. That's her biggest focus right now. We've been learning how to grow things through the winter. I've been somewhat successful. But until this last week, I pretty much damn near lost everything.
Yeah.
Well, because of this extreme, it's extremely cold here, people.
An extreme cold that came through.
And this weekend, as you're listening right now, we're going to be, our high is in the negative.
Right. And we've never had that.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
I mean, we had, a couple years ago, we had a split, like a day or 2 days where we had a negative temperature, but it,
Was it two weeks straight?
No, it wasn't this crap.
Yeah.
So it's a definite change.
Mm-hmm.
And our ground is pretty definite frozen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The garden bed, that is a wrap. That kale was like, nah, fam. But, you know, what's funny, the garlic
I planted, all that would be fine.
Is popped up in there. Because we got some in the trough, too. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is struggling with this cold. The lettuce, the cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
The broccolis,
right?
They, the Brussels sprouts said "fuck you" a couple months ago. You know,
if you're winter sowing, you're gonna have to bring, you know, your cartons in. You're gonna have to bring them at least into the garage because it's
cold.
It's gonna stun them. It's gonna hurt them. It's gonna do whatever it's gonna do to them. But
especially that bok choy, it went on ahead. That bok choy that we were growing, that went on ahead and bolted. And I just went to touch it the other day, and it just snapped right off. So I ate the leaves off of it. It was sweet too. It was really sweet. They're really sweet tasting.
That's because it bolted.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
We had a really hot day.
Yeah, Kansas weather is bipolar as we are.
That's why we probably are bipolar.
I've always cracked the old joke that the weather's bipolar as women out here. I know that's sexist. That's not funny. I'm sorry. True. I apologize. Fuck you. It's our podcast. We crack jokes.
That is true.
The men be bipolar too. We get it. We get it. There's a whole lot of men act bipolar too. Like, man, what's wrong with you? That's the face that these dudes be making. Probably. Oh man. Just wait till later in the year, people. Mm-hmm. We got some shit coming. But yeah, we also learning how to, because we had our banana pepper plants and our jalapeno pepper plants brought in this winter too, to see if we can keep them dormant and regrow them again this year. So that's one of the experiments that we're working on this year too. Gardening is a journey, man.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's always fun. It's just seeing what happens.
Yeah. You got to try it, though. Mm-hmm. You got to learn how to grow some of your own food, man. We talk about it a little bit. We definitely alluded to it a lot last year because I had time off from being furloughed from the pandemic and shit like that to really delve into it a lot more because you've been into it for the last few years. But I really delved into it a lot more and got a lot more of an understanding of what's going on and how to grow certain stuff and what to do. And it's still a lot more to learn. It seems like anything, the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know.
Right.
The more you know, the more you realize that it's like, damn, there's so much more to this, layers to this, levels to this. And it is exciting. It is fun because eventually we want to get to a point where we're pretty much mostly self-sustainable for ourselves.
Exactly.
Mostly self-sustainable. Now, we can't live completely off the grid. They think we're Waco.
I know some shit like that. We'll be those ones on the TV. Yeah. Don't you come here no more? And they'll come and get us.
Is that what you? That's what you'll say?
Well, I'm crying.
That ain't what I'm doing. I got bullets.
Let's see why I'm crying.
He ain't taking my land from me, motherfucker.
Yep, we're going. They're taking us.
We didn't want this black boy over here anyway. Fuck you. Nah, man, but yeah, this has been a fun journey with our gardening and stuff. And this winter was the first time that we tried to do anything during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Besides just having a few houseplants around the house.
Right.
So far, I mean, we've been doing all right. But this last week, couple of weeks, yeah, it's going bad. Gina just looked up at my wandering Jew that she thought was a good idea to have in my man cave.
He's not taking
care of it. Well, what am I supposed to do? And we ain't even seen the sun.
You're in here every day, so 3 weeks. You see it. So you know it wants water.
Well, you know I'm a vampire. I'm getting older and I still look young and sexy. I'm a vampire.
It's got some new growth, though.
Yeah, man, that wandering Jew's just fine. And I know that's probably a name that's not politically correct, but that's what I learned it to be in the beginning.
Yeah. It's not politically correct. They want it changed. They want it this. They want it that.
They want everything changed. Come on, people.
I know.
Come on, man. Next thing you know, they'll attack Egyptian walking onions. You don't even know what an Egyptian walking onion looks like.
If you post that picture and say, is this a Wonder and Juice? You will get attacked. You will.
Too sensitive.
I know.
Some things is just not worth it.
Man. It's not like we're not the ones who made it that name. Like, right. Really? Okay.
Too damn sensitive out here about some stuff. Man.
I know it.
Everybody used to crack on everybody, man. Now you can't even do that. We do. Welcome to the Interracial Couple Podcast. Oh, shit, babies. Anything else you want to say to people before we get out of here? You're looking quite deeply into my eyes. Is there something?
I have no idea. I didn't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
Is there anything that you want to tell people about besides gardening? What else are you looking forward to doing this year?
Oh, what else am I looking forward to?
We can't reveal everything.
I know. So then I better shut up. Because I'll spill the beans. Because I don't know what I'm supposed to say or not say.
Well, hopefully everybody's doing the best they can to maintain this year. I feel like this year is going to be another interesting year.
Yeah.
Like last year was. We know there's COVID variants going around and stuff like that, which we expected that to happen when it's passing from person to person like it's been doing. It's going to definitely mutate into something else. Some people have been taking the vaccine. Some people haven't. That's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally a personal opinion thing. My philosophy on it is never buy the first batches of PlayStations or Xboxes. If you decide to, you know, go down that road, if you decide to take that. I do want to send a special rest in peace to Juan Martinez. If you guys are here local, here in Kansas, here in Wichita,
yeah.
He is the owner and creator of Casa Martinez. And also Felipe's Restaurants, mm-hmm. and Felipe's Jr. If you guys know those restaurants, I want to send a special rest in peace to him. He was a funny dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to come into a bar that I worked in, hung out in all the time, next to Felipe's, Port of Wichita, here locally for you guys that are listening, man. His sons are my homies. We was just there over Christmas when Caleb came into town with his girlfriend, and they took me back in the kitchen. They said, man, why did you say you was here, man? Come back here real quick. I was like, man, we're paying. Okay, fuck it, man. So I went back there and said, what's up to Victor and everybody, and it was good to see everybody back there. So shout out to you guys if you are listening right now. If you're not listening right now, that's okay, too. But we want to send a special rest of peace to him because he was a funny man. I didn't get to know him too terribly well as much as I know his sons.
Right.
But he would always come in and be funny, man. He'd drop a little bit of money and talk shit and have some fun with us, man. He was just an old, happy soul. Mm-hmm. But COVID, unfortunately, took his life. So we want to send a special rest in peace to him. We just got done with the anniversary of my grandmother's death not too long ago, mm-hmm. your nephew's death not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So rest in peace to you guys. We do love you. We do miss you.
Mm-hmm.
And we be thinking about y'all all the time.
Right.
All the time. And Hayden, if you're listening, I still smack your auntie's booty.
Yes, he do.
All right, everybody, thank you for checking out the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Yes, these episodes are getting shorter because we have other things in the works. This is free. And you know what? If you want to pay, just stay tuned.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Okay, whatever you say.
Come on, you know what's up. All right, everybody, thank you for checking out this first episode of Season 5. Of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Tell them where to find us, honey.
On Instagram.
Yep.
Facebook.
Yeah.
And you can get us at Gmail.
Yeah.
What else? YouTube. Come on.
Just say it's in the descriptions. I don't know why you still ain't got this down yet.
Get it in the description.
That's right.
Go for it.
That's right. Any parting words you want to give everybody before we go? On how to maintain through going into this year. January went by like a blur. Valentine's Day is upon you right now.
Right? It's Start a year.
Make sure you get your dick sucked and hand out some breath mints.
That too. Oh, just try and think positive.
Yeah. A lot of people's going into this year. It's rough.
A lot of it's in your head. So just...
You might be sitting back right now without a job. You might be sitting back right now wondering where the money's coming from. But what Gina's saying is definitely important.
Just take one day at a time.
Yep. It always gets better.
Especially if you're down at the bottom, you can't get any fucking further.
Yeah, it can't get no worse, right? Yeah, we've been there, done that, individually and together, more than once. Trust us when we say it. It'll get better. You just got to be patient and roll with the punches day by day.
Yep.
Day by day.
And you will get back up. Okay.
I thought you was going to say some more. You was thinking. I seen your hamster wheel going in between your head. Much, so in between your ears, your hamster wheel running.
I know. It starts getting too fast.
Yeah. Cause my treadmill's running slow today. I'm tired. I'm mad because it's too cold to go running, man. I'm like, but it ain't to me, but that ice, man. I ain't trying to bust my black ass, man. I ain't trying to do it.
I know how you can get some energy off.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. You already did that to me last night.
Okay.
That's why I only got 6 hours of sleep. I'm tired.
You want 6 hours again?
No.
Oh.
Maybe.
Okay.
Just not today.
Oh.
All right, everybody. Thank you for checking us out on the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. We do appreciate you guys listening to us each and every week. If you've been tuned into us since season 3 and 4, we will be every other week this season and the beginning part of this year because we are working on some other developments. So we appreciate it, and we will definitely holler at you soon.
Bye.
Deuces. I'm surprised Ghost kept fucking quiet this whole time. That's fucked up.
That is fucked up, dude. You were that out. My goodness.
Made him pee himself.
Did you?
No, not literally. Why are you looking at his dick?
Because I didn't want it to be on me.